Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Woo! Troy! We're here, you made it! Can we just have a round of applause for Troy Fig? I tell you what, Troy, you're a strong, able man, but you steer clear of chaos. That's one thing I will say about you, Troy. You do not embrace chaos.
No, that's correct.
So... three cheers for you having to deal with in this the beginning of this brand new year, this new time with a brand new day, and holy bucket of shit boxes, there you are in your safety of your own home to an extent where you're a prisoner in your own home. Tell us what happened, Troy.
I think you've just told it. That's pretty much it.
But I've been inside my house before, and when you're inside a house, it's quite easy to get out of a house.
Usually, it would be.
Do you not have windows or
I do have windows.
A chimney even? You look like you could climb up a chimney.
Probably things would have been a lot better and a lot easier had I been able to have a cup of coffee this morning that I hadn't made out
of
the cold tap.
Blame it. Don't use coffee as a crutch.
Oh, it's not a crutch. It's just...
By the way, that is rich, though, coming from me. But yeah, carry on.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to have to rethink electricity being used for everything.
I think everyone does, Troy. I think this is power. And I mean, we've just grabbed it and run with it, and smug and happy. And one day, it's also going to backfire. Be no internet, no power, and we'll all have to figure out how to make bows and arrows again.
Yeah, that's right. But usually, do you think, okay, so there's going to be a power cut? I'm going to be trapped.
You had a power cut this morning?
Yeah.
Self-imposed or?
No, Glen Innes, everywhere in Glen Innes had a problem.
Are you sure, Troy?
Well, that's what they told me.
Do you need to borrow some money, Troy?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Okay. Get fucked, eh?
Shall we go into Southbound?
Thank you.
All right.
Normally I say that.
Yeah, you do. It's me today. All right, so...
Hang on. You had a power cut. But I've been in my house when there's been a power cut. You can get outside.
No, it was the electric gate.
Hold on. We haven't determined whether that exactly was the problem. He mentioned electric gate, but he still says he was trapped. He was trapped in his own home. We're getting to the records. Don't worry about that. We will at length discuss these records. But let's get back to you locked in your own house because of the power cut.
It's just
can cut a porthole in the roof or something, like a hatch.
No, I can't.
You need to. Well, you need to.
I live in a basement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See? Straight above me, there's an Italian chef. Yeah.
When you don't want to have to deal with the Italian chef. That's I can see the point. You know how to dig a tunnel. What's wrong with you?
Well, given time, I could have done it, but yeah. I didn't really have the time to get in here and do.
What were the tides like too? Because I guess Glen Innes is a little bit closer to the bed. We can't dig too deep because you hit water and there's a king tide or something like that. And it's like to bubble up from under. You need to follow carefully this one, Tess, because this is we're just exploring all the. What we've got is we call this a Matt Nichols, actually.
Yeah.
Tunneling under the house.
It could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been Matt Nichols.
I just say you're here?
Yep.
As far as I can see, just give him a check over, would you, Tess, for any sort of cuts and scratches?
Fine.
Have you checked?
Yeah.
Give it another check, would you, Tess?
Tess thinks we should just move on to the records.
Nerds. Okay, let's go.
All right. So, do you want to? This is going to be a super exciting thing for a lot of people. Now, this record that I'm holding came out last year. Now, it came out in the
last year was only a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. But this came out in June last year, and it was only available from the artists themselves, and it sold out almost instantly. Wait. Sold out almost instantly. Only 700 copies were made. However.
Do you ever wonder, you know, when we talk about this, do you ever wonder whether they say it was 700 copies, but it was maybe 7,000?
No, I'm usually pretty sure.
Come across, here's number 63. I've got three copies of number 63. Oh, hey, sorry, Karen.
Okay, so he only did 700 copies of this. Jeffrey at Southbound managed to pull off the impossible.
Because he's an addict, that's why.
Yeah, that's right. He pulled off the impossible, and he managed to get a small handful of these now.
Jesus.
Now, already these ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
He's running with the big dogs, isn't he, Jeffrey?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You don't pull off a little maneuver like that without having some big friends in big high places.
Yeah, going back a long, long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to take that on board.
So instead of being the guy that has to go on Discogs and go, all right, I'll pay $80 for this record, you can just come to Southbound and get it. Shall I tell you what the record is? Here it is.
Sounds Almighty.
Now, Sounds Almighty by Nat Birchall. Nat
cool
Birchall, who we dealt with last year, and he's an amazing jazz player from Manchester. However, Nat Birchall as a kid was obsessed with early reggae and dub as a kid.
I've met people like that.
Yep, before he got into jazz. So what he's decided to do after like 30 years of making amazing spiritual jazz type stuff is he has made a dub record with the great Vin Gordon. Now, Vin Gordon...
I don't know that name.
He's a trombone player. He's played with
trombonist.
The Upsetters, the Professionals, the Wailers.
From the Upsetters, that's right.
Yeah. So if you can think of a great reggae act, Vin Gordon has most likely played on one of their records going back 50
Bloody
years.
Hell.
So Nat Birchall made this record, Sounds Almighty. It sold out almost instantly. Jeffrey managed to get some. We got him at Southbound. Do you want to hear what this particular dub record sounds like?
I was trying to see if we could see what number record, which one this one was.
I don't think it's numbered. But,
okay, good. Just trust them at 700 then. Yep.
Now.
Oh, listen to that. Oh, that's straight into the busy stuff early on, which is unusual.
That's right.
For a regular...
recorded in Manchester, all analog.
Recorded like last year, year before, sort of thing, around the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Reminds me a little bit of On You Sound. It's got that, just that depth to it.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, could be right.
Maybe it's that, just that snare. It stops then. I think it's that sound, actually, that.
That there, saxophone.
Yeah, but you know, that particular sound of that saxophone sounds a bit like a saxophone that was, like, maybe you're hearing the echo of a saxophone that had just driven through a tunnel.
Right, okay. So spring and plate reverb.
Yeah, whatever you got. I'd rather imagine a saxophone driving through a tunnel.
So it's a... Nat Birchall's record is, he's issued it under the name Nat Birchall Meets Al Breadwinner. Do you know who the Breadwinners are? They're a British dub act.
I have heard of them, yeah. Don't know much about them, though, but go ahead.
Al is the drummer and producer of that group, and so he's made this record with Nat. Now, funnily enough, since it was recorded in Manchester, you can't really tell from this black and white picture
on the cover. It's a good old, almost old photocopier type cover, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the photocopier on a hard card.
Now, he could just be in a back garden, right?
He looks like an interesting cat, though, I'll tell you.
Mr. Birchall.
It's not marijuana he's amongst there, is it?
No.
Wouldn't surprise me, you know,
it's just
Troy,
trees.
These reggae people.
He's a jazz guy. Oh, even worse, yeah. You're going to say. I've seen the other photos from this session. He is actually in Jamaica in the pictures, regardless of the fact that they've recorded this in Manchester. So.
Yeah, but I mean, his heart's in Jamaica, isn't it?
For this record, yeah.
You could actually probably cultivate a pot plant just in the bell of that drum, of that saxophone, couldn't you?
You probably could. I don't know. What do you think of this?
If you're going to take me down the down to the dub parade,
yeah,
I like that. My favourite stuff is like that Gary Clay old tackhead sort of On You sound, and that. So I can see. Oh, maybe I'm just imagining that, but I can hear a connection there.
Oh, it's good.
So I don't mind it. Don't mind it. Listenable. For someone who doesn't really like reggae dub, as you know, I find it quite and a nice little percussion too. And I think really, let's acknowledge the bass as well. The bass is quite controlling.
It has some presence, right?
It does have presence, yeah.
So everyone who thought they missed out on this because it was gone so instantly from Nat himself.
Get ready to reap the benefits.
Yeah.
Right, so that's a really Nat Birchall. Is it just the Sound Almighty?
Sounds Almighty.
If you think that we're just talking a bunch of balderdash, then look it up yourself. Go do a little internet thing. See how rare it is. See how important an album it is. And then go, serious.
Yeah.
Oh, I better just tell the kids they can just mind the house by themselves, or I go get this for my collection. All right, well done. Good call.
All right, so.
Okay, hang on. I've got a new magic wand I'm using.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I used to like Romper Room.
Oh, well, then you might like. Not to mention.
Oh, thank you. Now, something now that I don't think you've ever heard before.
Hang on a second, what?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm lying. It's something you probably have heard before.
Oh, that's one of my favourite album covers of all of the ever that have ever been put out of by anybody ever. Are you familiar, ladies and gentlemen, with one of the greatest entertainers in the wonderful world of music? A man who has terrified the establishment, the common man or woman walking down the street. If they saw this guy in full effect, they would say, "Children, get in the car. Get away from Iggy Pop.
That's right.
Get away. He is a terrifying spectacle." But then look at this. Tess, have you seen this album cover before? Isn't this the greatest album cover ever? This is Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Look at that man. Look at that guy. What a good dude. That is a smiling man.
Super close up, isn't it?
Bright of eye. He looks like he's got stories to tell.
It actually looks like it's life-size.
Because it comes sort of outside the frame of the... See,
yeah,
the
but if you hold it up next to your face, I feel like it's probably life-size.
It makes me look like a dreary, old, mean, miserable man, doesn't it? Compared to that, though. Compared to that.
Just smile, if you smile, maybe.
Yeah.
No one can smile as bright as that.
Can you explain it for the listeners?
God couldn't smile as great as that.
I feel bad when we talk about the album covers.
Okay, I don't know.
We need to do a good description. It's black and white.
It's a black and white photo, but the album was made in 1977.
It was his second album of 77. The Idiot came and then this one.
My God, did it always have the lyrics on the back?
Yeah, always had the lyrics on the back. What it didn't always have is what it says on that sticker on the front.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Lust for Life, released in 1977, as a return to the sloppy, sleazy, bluesy swagger of the Stooges. Iggy Pop takes centre stage in his return to form, his best solo album and an absolute classic from this legend. Limited edition! Tess, are you looking? Limited edition, 2000 in the world, purple vinyl. Shut up! Purple vinyl, 2000 edition. Only in the world. It's in my hand at the moment.
Well, it's not yours.
Isn't it, though? This is the
limited
thing.
Limited of 2000 purple
vinyls.
Well,
I mean, let's be realistic. Limited edition, hold on, what do we say, 2000?
Yep.
I see you've changed the colour of your hotkeys.
Wait one second. Whoa, limited edition to $1,999. That's a sale. Thank you, Troy. That's a sale. I'll take this purple edition. May I?
You may, yes. It's.
Are you...
I'll get let this thing do it instead.
This often happens. You don't even need to go to Southbound to shop. It comes to you.
I'm done. Okay.
Should we play the song? I think we probably should.
Can I just read you the lyrics to some of these songs first? Shall I read the lyrics to this song?
I think let's play the song and then we can hear the lyrics in the song. It's called Some Weird Sin.
Stop! It's not Girls Against Boys, by the way, Sarah.
No, it's not at all. But I feel like we can hear the lyrics in the song and that'll be great.
Yes, sir.
Is this your top pick off the album, Troy?
No, this is my... there's three that are equal to me. This is one of them.
What are the other two?
The thing is, you've asked somebody there who has made that decision years ago.
I know.
Right. And defined it, made that decision. Now, this is my third favourite one that has three choruses that was written by David.
Well, that's why I'm interested. Why
Tess,
this one?
If you're so smart, Tess, can you guess who wrote the song? The music, the music, the music.
I'm not so smart.
The music. Listen to it with your ears. David Bowie. That's Iggy Pop singing The Music by David Bowie. So I stand at the world's edge. Do you know what would make the song sound better?
What's that?
Purple Vinyl. Oh!
Why did you pick this one then?
This one, because this one is perversely the most poppy and sort of extroverse on it. And it sort of matches the smile on the cover. Yeah. As does Lust for Life, the title track.
And, such a good tune, eh?
And my other favourite, which is Neighbourhood Threat, which is kind of a sinister one. And if you look at the cover in terms of Neighbourhood Threat, it's like, oh, I get it.
Now, so tell us, run us through the David Bowie connection.
Dave had been on tour.
Dave, is it?
Right. Dave
it's
Bowie.
Dave to Troy.
Yeah. Mr. Bowie, you actually
he's
Troy.
Probably, he's probably also Dave to your
now
dad.
He's dead,
yeah,
isn't
he? He is. Dave and Dad go way back.
Did they?
Yeah.
Tess's dad knows David Bowie. Yeah. Knew David Bowie. That's Al.
I didn't know him. I only met the guy twice. Anyways.
Yep.
They'd
wanker, though, for saying that. Anyway. Yep. I didn't meet him at once, even.
Didn't you?
I remember when he played in Auckland.
Okay.
I didn't go, but I remember when it happened.
Oh, well.
So that's my connection.
Dave Bowie and Iggy Pop moved to Berlin in 1976.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly enough, to get away from the drug lifestyle they were both living.
Sure, is that what they told you?
That's okay. What they said. Yeah. And it's, you know, everyone already knows
they got into
what
it,
happened.
Yeah, didn't they? I mean, they got into it.
Oh, they got into something for sure.
Yeah.
Look what came out of it. The Idiot, Woo! Lust for Life, Low, Heroes. This is an amazing sort of amount of stuff that came out from
amazing,
that time.
Amazing progressive period for both artists.
That's right.
And because it was weird because David from what tell me if I'm wrong about this, dude, but David Bowie at the time was really starting to become a big famous rock star.
He was on the massive ascent.
And but he looked at Iggy Pop, who is fucking awesome.
And he'd been a long time fan of Iggy and the Stooges.
This is the thing, and sort of thought, you know, firstly, Iggy Pop is the real deal.
Yep.
And he needs, you know, I should do everything I can to help him out. But also, it was a bit of they lent each other a certain credibility or commercial success. It was a swap, it was a barter, wasn't it? Sort of, you know, in a way. As
I
well as becoming
so.
Really good friends as well.
And I mean, like the work they did together, like who wrote China Girl? Both of them.
That's such a beautiful song.
Yeah,
eh?
Amazing. Yeah. Kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Kind of frightening.
Yeah. And actually, Iggy doing it better.
Yeah.
No.
I like Iggy doing it better.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Good on you. He's one of my favourite top five people in the whole wide world.
I know.
I know, you do know that. If there's an Iggy Pop pinball machine, bomb. Fuck, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Don't.
Lust for Life, we got a few copies on purple vinyl. I also...
You've got one less
one
copy.
One less now.
Mate.
And I think that we have a copy of The Idiot as well in stock in the same sort of
Idiot,
edition.
What's on The Idiot?
The Idiot, that's the one that has China Girl. That's the one that has Dum Dum Boys, you know.
Can I just read you the lyrics to Lust for Life? You might never... You're familiar with the song.
Someone says rap them.
Yep, okay. Normally I play that wacky old game, but it's
a suggestion, but it was just a texter. They want to say
I suppose you could do that, yeah. And like, I know, what, Cypress Hill style, or a...
No. You decide.
Here comes Charlie Jennings.
No, no, like
I'll just read it out like this, okay? This is just before we move on to the final track from The Crate this morning. Here's the lyrics to Lust for Life. Lyrics by... James Osterberg, or Iggy Pop. Music by David Bowie. What's his real name?
David Jones.
Bang on. Here comes Johnny Yen again, with the liquor and the drugs and the flesh machine. He's going to do another striptease. Hey man, where'd you get that lotion? I've been hurting since I bought the gimmick about something called love. Yeah, something called love. That's like hypnotizing chickens. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I've had it in the ear before. Because of a lust for life. I'm worth a million in prizes with my torture film. I drive a GTO and wear a uniform, all on a government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk, no more beating my brains with the liquor and the drugs. Just a modern guy, and of course, I've had it in the ear before. because of a lust for life. Here comes Johnny Yen again with the liquor and the drugs. The flesh machine. Gonna do another strip tease. Hey man, where'd you get that lotion? Your skin starts itching once you buy the gimmick about it, something called love. Ha! Ah, love, love, love. That's like hypnotizing chickens. I'm just a modern guy, and of course I've had it in the ear before because of a lust for life. I've got a lust for life. Yeah, a lust for life. I've got a lust for life. I've got a lust for life. I've got a lust for life. Yeah, lust for life. Yeah, lust for life.
Thank you so much, Iggy Pop. Lust for life, recited there by Mike.
As read by Mr. Hatfield. Go ahead. Now, look how cool that looks. There's the...
Now, the third...
Some people put a picture of Jesus Christ on their bedroom wall to look up to and be inspired. Look at that. How could that not inspire you?
You're going to put that on your bedroom wall? I don't think you should.
What? That is one of the most inspiring pictures of another human being I've ever seen.
Fair enough.
Dun, 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 dun. God, actually, but a little bit of love, I think you probably, it turns out.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's go, Troy. What else?
Right, our third.
There are other musicians in the world. Go ahead,
there
Troy.
Third record from the crate today. The if we were actually on television, be able to see how all these are connected. In fact, because all of the record covers we have dealt with today are in monochrome, black and white.
Oh, nice one, Troy. Nice common thread.
Yeah, black and white.
If we were on TV.
If we're on, we're not.
You just have to take your word for it.
But this artist, they came and performed up at the BFM Lounge.
Why? Did they? Just like in the BFM Lounge, like for free?
Yeah.
On the radio?
Like just the other day.
Like what?
Just the other day.
Just the other day. Well, the other week.
Now, this record here, we've never had it on vinyl before.
Really?
And we distribute this vinyl, in this country.
Mm. Oh, hang on. So this is a monumentous moment.
It kind of is.
Mm.
This is a record entitled The Iceberg. And there it is. The artist is Odyssey, who, as Tess said, was in New Zealand just a few weeks ago, playing up here. The Iceberg was his last record. It came out in, it must be almost 2 years ago now it came out. We've had it on CD throughout that time. Now there it is.
I know nothing about this.
The last track on that, the artist that features Mikey.
Olivier St. Louis or Oliver St. Louis?
Yep. Oliver St. Louis. Yep. He opened for Odyssey. The Power Station, he was great.
He was great?
He was really good, yeah. All right.
Did you like him as much as you liked Pete Doherty?
Hang on, what?
Oh, no, hang on. Mike Skinner?
Hang on.
This is Troy throwing me off.
Yeah, okay. Oliver St. Louis, indeed. He was here.
He great.
Features on this record.
Now, he was almost as good as Odyssey.
I don't know anything about Odyssey at all.
Odyssey is from Washington, D.C., and he's one of those thinking rappers.
Conscious. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I mean,
I like that. Thinking rappers. Do you think some rappers don't think?
Look, I think it's.
Yeah,
I think
I've been on SoundCloud.
I think it's fair to say that some rappers are so shit. It's
well,
so bad. No, they're
any,
so bad.
You can say that about any genre.
Yes,
though.
Yes. But I'm just saying that, particularly since we mentioned it, some rappers are so bad.
Well,
you know.
Okay.
But that's okay. People can be bad. As long as someone enjoys something somebody does, then it probably has some kind of worth,
exactly.
I would say.
That's exactly right. I mean, I don't expect everybody to stand up and applaud when Jane's Addiction comes on, but most people, you know.
You expect most people to.
Anyway.
Odyssey. So, yeah, I call him a thinking rapper. He has this record here. The lyrics are pretty insightful and incisive. Now, you've also got to think, these lyrics were done just as that current president was somehow given the place as that current president. So,
What about when he was given that place, the shots of his wife behind him?
Which is a great, makes the title of the track quite great.
Yeah. Let's hear
this. It's called Like Really?
Like Really.
Wait, what?
What?
Ah, oh, cool. Cool. Kind of nifty.
He's got a lot, I don't know about this.
Well, you're a little bit in love with him a wee bit, Tess, maybe.
Yeah, I really like him. I like him. How you pass due on payments and I'm seeing you on vacation? Nah, like really. How you gonna make us great when we were never really that amazing? Nah, like really. Take it back to what? This is cool.
Yeah. Black lives entertaining. Nah, like really. How do you police the streets of a neighborhood you do not engage in? Nah, like
Really, why brother get 3-4 sack when your brother go 3-4 raping? Nah, like Billy. How you make a film about Egypt with all eating rose Caucasian? Nah, like Billy. How you saying all lives matter when it's that saying we are not adjacent? Nah, like Billy. Tell me if I got it all wrong, like a sign on the line, but I didn't read the form. And the fine print is all about the times we mourn. And the color of my skin mean I gotta be strong. And your hand me down fame said that I was reborn. When I take my last breath, then you let me breathe on. And as of right now, we can never be pals. So how are we supposed to get along? Nah, like really, this now more than
this. Great, man.
Right. Now you see what I was talking about, a thinking sort of rapper, right?
Really good at it.
Yeah.
However, sometimes I find...
I like the music. The
I think you'll find Olivier plays guitar, doesn't he? As well, yes, he does.
He is, honestly, he was just as good, I think, at the show as Odyssey was. He was really good. I didn't really know
did you guys hang out afterwards?
Prior to the show, the artist. And after, I'll be on the ground all day. I don't pay mine to the day.
Nah, like really. Miss Core vibrate. Hey, as much as this is really cool, can I just take a moment to say, hey, Big Hungry, look at my new purple vinyl. Only 2,000 edition in the world. Yeah. Really? I was sleeping on floors, making bread instead of bed on tours, man. Nah, like really. This is really great. I really, really like this. Odyssey. The name of the album's what?
This is The Iceberg. It's I think it's the third Odyssey record.
How's it way when we played it just before? And what's the first thing I said?
Cool.
Just saying. Chilling in the cutters when I'm really feeling voice. Could the movement get muted and they really need a voice? We just pick between the evils of the legals and the lies. People tired and they really need a voice. Oh, excuse me, Odyssey. It appears that you have chops. It's great. Yeah, okay, so tell me more. So this hasn't been available on vinyl worldwide, or just guys haven't had it on vinyl?
It seems very unlikely to me that if it was available on vinyl, we wouldn't have had it.
Especially with your mafia guy that runs the shop.
That's right. Be careful. I think he's in the other room at the moment.
Yes.
Tell him I'm sick or something, aren't they?
So, yeah, now this is available on vinyl. It's the 12 tracks making up The Iceberg. I think you'll like it a lot, Mike.
Okay, well, I mean, I do like music.
I
really like it. It's great.
You liked The Roots back in the day, didn't you?
Quite, yeah, I'm a big fan. Like, my sort of, I mean, it's hard to define, it's hard to say that, like, you know, like, my favourite rap artist is ever Public Enemy, and, you know, that's where I sort of kick off, and then I enjoy a good bit of early De La Soul. Since I started getting girls up on stage and going, yeah, get your tops off. But I like a bit of Arrested Development.
Yep.
That's conscious. I consider that conscious. Yeah, I do. I really like that. It's cool.
I like Unconscious as well. ODB is one of my faves.
You like a bit of mumbling rap?
Yep.
But there's a guy who mumbles and raps and does a good job, but not just...
possibly we're too old to be the target market rapping.
No, you might be. Yeah, Troy, I'm very young, and in my heart, my soul is very young, very young.
Tess just pointed at me and pointed to the door. I mean, I think
no,
it means I have to go.
Door. No. I didn't point to the
just
door.
Just saying, don't get him talking about his age. Yeah. Oh, God.
Right, so let me just recap what we've done today on From the Crate from Southbound Records. You just heard there from Odyssey. The album The Iceberg is now available on vinyl. It's a black and white cover. Before that, we heard Iggy Pop, Some Weird Sin. That's from the Great Lust for Life album, 1977. There is one less available in the world.
Someone's texting here, no more reading lyrics, please, which really makes me want to read another couple of songs out.
I'm so glad that text came in.
And the first,
you'll find that text is absolutely ineffective, though. I can promise you that.
I know.
Yeah.
The first thing we listen to today, Sounds Almighty, Nat Birchall meets Al Breadwinner featuring Vin Gordon.
And Texter, who texted in saying, what was that track? That was the artist for that track.
Yeah, and the name of the tune was Wisdom Dub, listener. So there you go.
Hey, Troy.
Yes?
Sounds like it's going to be a great year. Thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.